Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Senator Dave McCormick's going to stop by in a little bit. We're excited to talk to him. And there's a... I tell you what, a lot of very positive momentum about New Jersey after yesterday. And, you know, Chairman Whatley was on the show. We were talking about Jack Cittarelli and his chances. And Jack is already going after Mikey Sherrill in a big way because Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat nominee, is defending Representative Monica LaMonica, whatever her name is, the one who got arrested in New Jersey and has now been indicted by a grand jury on 3 different counts, federal charges. And Mikey Sherrill is defending her, and Jack Cittarelli put out a tweet already and said, "Are you kidding me?" And don't forget, on election night, he hammered her for not supporting the Laken Riley Act. So all this is great. It shows that he's going to be a real fighter, and I'm excited about that as well. Yeah, LaMonica McIver, thank you, Matt. And Secretary Noem, she's going to talk soon about what happened with this guy, Senator Padilla from California. So basically, here's what happened, and this is the big story of the hour. It's brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. This is a man who cares about your smile, and it's about care, and it is about compassion, and not about cost. So he got tossed out of the room, and we have the audio and the video of that. We'll play that for you a little bit later in the show. But she says it's all good. I got to be honest with you. You know, I mean, I'm always honest with you. But in looking at what the president announced today, killing California's EV mandates, which is where we're going to begin right now. The president today killing California's EV mandates. And this is fantastic stuff. It really is. It's fantastic stuff. We're going to talk about that as well. And we're also going to talk about, oh, I know what I wanted to mention, because it's like I'm kind of all over the place. There's just breaking news. This show is always breaking news. Right, we plan it, and then 3 o'clock comes, and then all of a sudden, like a million things come flying at us. And the president set to speak and apparently signed some executive orders in the Oval Office soon. So if that happens, we'll bring that to you live. All right. So we'll do that. But let's talk about the president killing those EV mandates. And he is rescuing the U.S. auto industry. Let's start there with cut number one. President talking about that. Terminating California's electric vehicle mandate once and for all. Cut one.
I want to thank everybody for being here. We officially rescue the U.S. auto industry from destruction by terminating California electric vehicle mandate once and for all.
They love it. It's good. They love it. Because like we said, this is bad. It's bad for everybody. And for the president to do this is great. Sorry, Justin, keep going.
Couldn't be done. But boy, it's had us tied up in knots for years. And they'd pass these crazy rules in California, and it would be 17 states would go by them. The automakers didn't know what to do because they're really building cars for two countries. When you have 17 states, you're building cars for two countries. And I want to congratulate you all, the Senate, the House, the whole thing. It's incredible.
Yeah, well, good. Excellent. He's going to sign three pieces of legislation that will kill, totally kill, that they can't take to court. They can't do the things that they can do with the executive orders. That was the signing ceremony in the White House earlier today. Excellent. I'm happy about this. For all the reasons we talked about, I'm happy about this. Cut number two.
But in a few moments, I'll sign three pieces of legislation that will kill, totally kill. They can't do anything about it. They can't take us to court. They can't do any of the things they can do with the executive orders. And it's permanent. I'll sign three pieces of legislation that will kill the California mandates forever, and they're never coming back.
This would have instituted a ban on 100% of all new gas-powered cars, and it would abolish 75% of gas-powered trucks. It's so stupid, too. Like we were saying with these electric trucks and how it would take 9 hours to charge them and how that's 9 hours where that's going to add cost and everything to the delivery and how long it gets to you. And you're paying for that, no doubt about it. And it was stupid, really, really dumb. Cut three.
Think of it, a plan to ban 100, and they call it the 100% ban on all new gas-powered cars and abolish 75% of the gas-powered trucks. 75%. The trucking industry saw me. They said, sir, it doesn't work. Number one, the trucks are so heavy. They're 2.5 times heavier than a diesel-powered truck. So one of the big truckers owns 28,000 trucks, big company, tremendous company. He said, I go out of business immediately. I'm not going to play games. I mean, he said, did you explain these things to the government officials? Like, the truck weighs 2.5 times more, 2.5 times more than a regular truck, a gasoline-powered diesel. And he said, based on that, we have to rebuild every bridge in the United States of America because it wasn't designed to hold cars and trucks that heavy because the batteries are very heavy. They're, you know, probably lead. But they have a lot of things in those batteries that weigh a lot. But it's 2.5 times. It's a simple number, 2.5 times. And if you want to do this, you have to spend trillions and trillions of dollars on rebuilding every bridge in the United States, and I guess throughout the world, because they do follow us.
Could you imagine having to do that? And yeah, trucks are heavy as it is. I remember an engineer telling me one time that one fully loaded 18-wheeler is the equivalent of 60,000 cars going over a bridge. They're that heavy. And that's not counting electric cars, which are heavier than regular cars. And so if you now add to the weight of those trucks, that means that you're going to be constantly spending money on the infrastructure around the roads and the bridges and everything else to be able to carry these friggin' things. And that's insane, plus the time it takes and everything else. But let's talk about Gavin Newsom, shall we? Because Gavin Newsom wants to be the opposition. Boy, Phil Murphy must be so jealous right now, right? Philmer, his royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, he's got to be just kicking himself. And here was his chance, his big chance, where he could come out and he could be the guy to run for president of the United States. And Newsom is now getting all of the attention. And there's nothing left for his royal rugness. But he put in the same rule on trucks, and they had to delay it in New Jersey. He put in the same rule on cars. He said by 2035, all cars have to be electric powered. He did that by executive decree because he's a king and that's what kings do. We should love all these people screaming about tyrants and kings are putting in executive orders. that not passed by the legislatures because their legislatures wouldn't vote for them. And they're taking away your freedom and they're taking away your choice on things. And they're making all these mandates. And the amazing part about this is then they have the audacity to turn around and start screaming that we're under assault. Our democracy is under assault. That Trump is the monster. It's so dumb. I mean, you see right through this, right? You see right through what's happening. And you look at it and you go, give me a break. But Newsom is determined. He really is. He's determined to be the opposition. He's determined to be the Republican or the Democrat nominee for president in 2028. And he's using every opportunity he can right now to do this. If you want to see the most deranged protester in all of Los Angeles, we found it. It's a complete maniac carrying a leaf blower claiming Los Angeles belongs to Mexico. All right. And this is Cut 25. And then tells Donald Trump to suck. Well, OK. Also suggests Trump is deporting legal migrants to get revenge on Selma Hayek. Illegal migrants to get revenge on Selma Hayek, who she claims rejected his romantic advances. Guys, she's single. Cut 25.
This is our city, and this was Mexico. You can't kick us out of the land that was ours. Donald Trump! Fascism! Let our people free!
Let our people free!
Suelta nuestra gente!
What's the wind blower for?
Just for the f***ing tear gas to blow it back at those motherf***ers. If you have a f***ing blower, bring it up! Push him back! We will not do 1992 again with your tents. I was 12 then. I'm 44 now. I will die for my f***ing kids. And all of these young people are here are my f***ing kids. Because I'm an LA native mom. These are my f***ing children you're fighting. You. Made your best. If you can hear me, expect f***ing in your office on Monday for attacking my children.
If you could say something to Donald Trump right now, what would he say?
Donald Trump, you can suck my left f***ing. You can get out. Drawer. You're just Mecca Selma Hayek wouldn't give you the time of day, and because Claudia Sheinbaum make you look like a loser.
Selma Hayek wouldn't give you the time of day? That's what this is all about? My gosh, who knew? So that is an example of a mostly peaceful protester. Inflicted with the rage virus, of course, who the minute she sees National Guard troops or police officers or anybody else in authority, the rage virus kicks in and she goes completely and utterly loco. All right. That's an example of that. Otherwise, mostly peaceful and not at all crazy. And like I said, even though she told Donald Trump to suck her left and it's a male's body part, like what a squirrel eats. You know what I mean? A nut. Even though she said that, she's still apparently a woman, and she is available for the taking. So if you know any guys who are very privy to, partial to, I should say, crazy freaking lunatics, well, there's your girl right there, or your person right there. Anyway, so what happened with this guy, Senator Padilla? And he got removed from the room. And he spoke recently about this. And he everybody right now on the left is looking for relevancies. So everybody, every single one of them, they're all looking to be relevant. They think that they could be relevant by getting tossed out of a room or getting arrested or any of this stuff. Any of this stuff. That's what I'm talking about. All right. That's what they want to do. So, Matt, to help me understand which angles we should show here, because I know you say you have an alternate angle too, right?
Yeah. So let me pull up the cut sheet here. So the cut 15 is basically this is going to be concentrated on Kristi Noem for the most part. You're going to hear what she had to say during this press conference, and you'll hear Alex Padilla screeching in the background.
Okay.
So that's probably a good place to start. Cut 16 is going to be a camera angle focused specifically on Alex Padilla, so you'll have a better idea of what he's saying, and you'll get to experience his clash with security kind of like front and center.
Nice. All right, great. All right, let's start. Let's do it.
We are staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership that this governor and that this mayor have placed on this country and what they have tried to insert into this city. So I want to say thank you to every single person that has been able to do this. Also, I want to talk specifically to the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles. I also want to talk about specifically how many of our ICE agents have been doxxed for doing their duty, how they have been targeted, and how their families have been put in jeopardy, and that we're not going to allow that anymore as well, that those individuals who are purposely endangering our ICE agents and our law enforcement officers and their families will be prosecuted for what they are doing as far as perpetuating violence on them.
Okay. So here's a senator looking to be relevant who starts screaming and acting like a jackass when the Secretary of Homeland Security is speaking. Now, that's not the kind of decorum you'd expect from the United States Senate, but this guy's doing this on purpose. And the reason why he's doing this is because he wants to be famous. He wants attention, and this is the way that you get it. Now, there's an alternate angle here of this, and you can kind of see it as well. Go ahead.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have a question for the Secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your heads off.
How many of our ICE agents have been doxxed for doing their duty, how they have been...
Now, she said that afterward they had a meeting and everything was fine, and they had a little chat, and there you go. But whether it's him, whether it's the mayor of Newark, whether it's that Representative LaMonica from Jersey, whether it's Gavin Newsom saying, come arrest me, Spartacus, Booker, they all want the same thing, attention. These are desperate, attention-starved individuals, dying for relevancy, dying for people to talk about them, and dying to be the opposition. That's what they want. Why does Chris Van Hollen go to El Salvador to meet with the Maryland man, who's not a Maryland man, of course, who is literally, you know, from El Salvador? Why does he do that? Relevant. He wants to be relevant. It's not easy right now for these Democrats, and they have to one-up the crazy. See, if crazy's here, then you got to up the crazy and go to the next level of crazy, and that's not easy to do. So crazy, and then more crazy, and then crazier, and then crazy on top of crazy. Otherwise, who's going to pay attention to you? Nobody. That's why Newsom's like, yeah, come get me, tough guy. Come get me, tough guy. Come on. Oh, he'd love it. Love nothing more. He'd love it. But this is why, when you look at everything that's happening right now with all these crazy people, you even have Democrat members of state legislatures who are coming out and declaring themselves to be illegal aliens. Like, this happened in Minnesota. This Democrat Minnesota state representative named Cooley Vang, all right, stands on the floor and says this, cut 26.
His mother had died. My father, as the one processing the paperwork, put my grandmother down as his mother. And so I am illegal in this country. My parents are illegal here in this country.
Ah, I can one up your crazy. I'm illegal. I'm outing myself right now as an illegal alien. Ah, come get me, Tom Homan. See, the only problem, though, is then you get arrested and you get deported because if you get, you know, because you're not supposed to be here. And then, you know, unlike other people, you actually could get deported. The fact that you're a state legislator doesn't change that fact. Just, you know, for the record, just saying, as far as the record goes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Would you like to hear what Bernie Sanders has to say about what he thinks happening in Los Angeles right now? Because Bernie feels a little bad. He was getting a lot of attention for a while, and now he's not. And I kind of feel bad for Bernie in some ways, because up until all this happened, he and AOC were on their world tour, and they were going everywhere, and they were getting all this attention, and everybody was talking about Bernie. And, well, this is what he had to say. Cut 27.
I want to take a moment to address what's going on in Los Angeles right now. Let's be clear. Trump's deployment of the National Guard and Marines in California is not about the protests. It is not about ICE, and it's really not about immigration. It's about using extremely dubious legal authority to expand
dubious.
His never-ending grasp for more power and
power.
His effort to move this country toward authoritarianism. This is a president, as you all know, who has usurped the constitutional responsibilities of Congress. He has threatened to impeach judges who rule against his policies. He has and is suing media for coverage that criticizes him. He has extorted money from law firms that have represented.
Now, let's understand. Unfortunately for Bernie, today on Capitol Hill, J.B. Pritzker, Kathy Hochul, among others, all said the same thing. Come arrest me. This is now the Democrat message. Come arrest me. So Bernie's going to have to offer. He's going to have to get arrested. Bernie's going to have to do something because all these other people are getting attention. And quite frankly, it's a little low energy just to sit there and go on about how Donald Trump and the, you know, you got to do something. Because J.B. Pritzker, Chubby Pritzker, and those would be some big handcuffs, and he would look like a gigantic. Imagine him in an orange prison uniform, a fat governor of Illinois. I don't mean to fat shame, and I know it's a little immature, but I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, in that big orange outfit, he would look like orange is the new. He would look literally like an orange, or possibly the Kool-Aid man. I don't know if it's red, maybe red. He would look like the Kool-Aid man. But he said it on Capitol Hill just a few moments ago. Yeah, come arrest me. Kathy Hochul, the same thing. Come arrest me. This is what these people want, and they love the attention. And so whether they will storm an ICE detention facility or they'll try to interrupt the Homeland Security Secretary by shouting and screaming, and of course they're going to be removed from a room because that's what they want to happen, this is the Democrat play. Now, how do the American people look at this and think to themselves, yeah, these are the people we want in charge? Like, these are the people we want. We want these kind of people in charge. They sound really smart, really reasonable. These are the people we want. These are the intellectuals who should be guiding our country. The American people want change. They wanted and elected a president who said he was going to deport people. And instead of the Democrats working with him on anything, they're now just trying to be jailbait. No, they're literally trying to be jailbait. I mean, not the kind of jailbait that, you know, you think of in the sense of, you know, with your dirty, sick mind. But no, every Democrat wants to be jailbait. I am jailbait. That should be the party's new slogan. That should be the party's new logo. Come arrest me. Come get me. Please. No, like, I mean, really, please arrest me, please, because nobody's talking about me and I need to break through. And so then by 2028, it's very likely the party's going to nominate somebody with an arrest record. And then I guess the question is, what if they get convicted? Will they be a, wait for it, convicted felon? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Huh? If the Democrats wind up nominating a convicted felon? My gosh, what would we do? What would we do? Well, that convicted felon would be a brave hero, you see, because they stood up to Donald Trump and got arrested and convicted for standing up to Donald Trump and Tom Homan. So then that'd be okay. That would be fine. Then you wouldn't hear that they were convicted felon. They'd be a convicted felon hero if that were to be the case. But boy, would I love that. It would just be so fun to watch, wouldn't it? All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in on everything we are discussing today. Let me tell you about my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Venaria, because for all these years that he's been recognized, 10 consecutive years in a row, as a master of implant dentistry, a master of giving you the best smile you could possibly imagine. Yeah, Dr. Mike Venaria has also been my family dentist. And Patrick, Claire, and Reagan all saw him the other night. I want you and your family to go to him, too, because he's the best and he cares. And it's not about cost. It's about compassion. It's about care. There's a lot of chain dental offices out there. There's also dentists who are maybe close to you. But Dr. Mike is worth a trip. And he's got an office in Cinnaminson and an office in Woodbury, and they're both right over the bridge and easy to get to. If you've been putting off getting, say, a dental implant consultation, don't put it off. If you already had a consultation, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. And trust me when I tell you, you'll love the guy. He's a great guy, great conversationalist, great music in the office. Everybody that works there is wonderful. They care about your smile. And we are in picture season. Weddings, summer vacations, family vacations, reunions, all of it. So you need to make sure you have a beautiful smile. And Dr. Mike is the guy to go see. Because when it comes to your smile, it matters. It's also really good for your overall health to see a dentist for a checkup. So just go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. My dentist, my buddy, my friend, my family's dentist, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Venaria.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We got music playing. And you can't hear it on the YouTube stream, but it's Back in Black, and it's good, and it's really good. Anyway, and we'll be back in Cape May, you know, on June 20th, live at the Grand Hotel. And I'm excited for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you join us for that Friday, June 20th, for our next live show. So here is Senator Padilla, after acting like a child and purposely wanting to get thrown out of the room and... Yeah, you know, this is what he said. Take a listen.
Mental rights. I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question.
No, you were yelling.
I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed. I was not arrested. I was not detained. I will say this.
We want it to be.
If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers.
Aw. You're sad you didn't get arrested, aren't you? I know, I get it. I get it. I mean, he sounds really disappointed about that fact. I heard Secretary Noem. She said, you know, like, if you wanted a meeting, I would have had a meeting with him. Happy to do that. I'm happy to have a meeting with him. Do we have Senator McCormick? Is he with us? Justin? Got some audio issues? If he had wanted to... have a meeting. The Secretary of Homeland Security would be more than happy to do it. All right, wonderful. Great. Let's welcome to the show Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania. Senator, how are you today?
Hey, how are you, Rich?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. Big announcement by Amazon, huh? Big announcement, big investment in Pennsylvania.
It was great. Great day. I was Monday in Berwick, Pennsylvania. Rich, I grew up 6 miles from there. That was my high school. Was right down the road, and if you, in 1983 I graduated, I would never have imagined I'd be standing there as the senator announcing a $20 billion investment in Pennsylvania. The biggest investment ever prior to that was $7 billion, which was the cracker facility in Beaver County. And, you know, you know this. I've been on your show many times. I've talked about Pennsylvania's energy dominance. Mm-hmm. It's incredible skilled workforce, the building trades. It's incredible technological prowess with Carnegie Mellon and Penn and Penn State and other places, as well as its proximity to within 500 miles, 65% of the population. Amazon saw all those things and invested $20 billion in two big campuses, one in Bucks County, one in Luzerne, Columbia County. And this is going to create thousands of jobs, direct jobs, thousands of indirect jobs, people supporting these data centers, and thousands of building trade jobs building these campuses. So it was a great day for Pennsylvania. This is on the back of the Nippon U.S. Steel announcement, you know, a month earlier. And I suspect 6 months from now, there's, you know, over the next 6 months, there'll be other announcements. I think there's a focus on Pennsylvania, which is delivering good things.
Good. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Senator, talk to me about the One Big Beautiful Bill and where it stands right now. Any concerns you may have?
Yeah, listen, I think if I'd have been on your show 60 days ago, and I would have said, listen, here's where we're going to be in, you know, or mid-June. It would have passed the House, the president's agenda, the bill that sort of makes permanent the tax cuts and all the things that are in it would have passed the House, being debated in the Senate, the proposals coming out of committees with the idea that there's a decent chance we'll be done by July 4th. I think you and I have both said, no way. That's highly unlikely. So I think, you know, and the fact that Mike Johnson, John Thune, and the president are all totally aligned. So I think we've made good progress. You know, I think we're hoping that we can make the Senate can make this bill better. You know, it's got the makes permanent the 2017 tax cuts. If we didn't do that, we'd have the largest tax cut in history.
Right.
A family that makes $50,000 a year would have their taxes go up $2,000. Huge. Right. We wouldn't have the immediate depreciation of R&D capital, all these things that are very pro-business, all about growth. We wouldn't have, if we didn't do this, we wouldn't have the tax break on tips, Social Security, and overtime, which were the promises Trump made. It pluses up the border, gives us the investment we need to really secure the border. It pluses up defense, and it starts to bend the curve on cost reduction with $1.5 trillion of cost reduction. I hope and think we can do some more on that. I'm hoping the Senate version will stay consistent with the framework that came out of the House, but make some adjustments on the margin that'll pass both the House and the Senate. If we do that, which I think we will, that'll be a good day for America, a good day for the president.
And codifying a lot of these DOGE cuts, right, into law and making them permanent?
Well, you know, the DOGE cuts are mostly reconciliation is primarily about entitlements and taxes.
Gotcha.
So most of the DOGE cuts will show up in the appropriations process. There's something which you probably know this kind of inside baseball, but just for your listeners, there's something called rescission. And what can happen is the White House can propose a bunch of cuts to the existing appropriations. So money that's already been appropriated, the Congress can come in and basically unappropriate it. And that's where the DOGE cuts, I think, will happen. There's a rescission bill that's come out of the White House. I think it'll go through the House and Senate. I think it'll pass, which will start to finalize or make permanent some of the cuts in foreign assistance, some of the things we've seen. The way I describe it, you know, in our budget, it's like if you go to a 4-star restaurant and you pick up your plate and you see a cockroach, you then start to question everything in the restaurant. You don't want to eat any food in the restaurant. That's how I feel about DOGE. DOGE lifted up the plate and we saw all this ridiculous spending in a variety of areas going to things that most Pennsylvanians and most Americans wouldn't support. And so now we've lost confidence that our taxpayer dollars, our precious taxpayer dollars, are being well spent. We're going to deal with some of that in rescission, some of that in appropriations.
Good. Thank you for clarifying that, because a lot of people had questions on that. Last question. I know you worked really hard on the Amazon deal to get that huge investment in Pennsylvania. You also worked really hard on the Nippon Steel deal to save that, to save Pittsburgh, very close to where you grew up, as the steel capital of not only Pennsylvania, but really America, too. So, first of all, great work on that. You and the president deserve a lot of credit on that. It's huge. And to hear those workers and the tears in their eyes and talking about how important it was for them, a great moment for our country, I thought.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, I give the president all the credit in the world. He, you know, I was a little up in the air on it, to be honest with you. During the campaign, I raised concerns about it. At the Latrobe rally, where President Trump and I were both there, I sat with all the steelworkers, all the locals. You know, these are the local unions, and they're all for it 100%. There's 4,000 workers in the Mon Valley. They're all for the deal. And I said, listen, if I win, my first meeting is you guys. I'm going to come and have lunch. So I went and had lunch with them down on the river, downward near the mills. And we talked about what they needed and the risk to the way of life. And then you remember this well. You and I talked about the president came to Philadelphia for the national NCAA wrestling championships. And I sat next to him for a couple hours and I raised it and we talked about it. And he said, listen, I'm not there. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm worried about national security. It's not a good enough deal. And he pushed and he prodded and he poked. And the deal we have now is radically better than the deal that was before the Biden administration, and that they basically had killed the deal. $14 billion of new investment in U.S. steel. This is new facilities. $3 billion in Indiana, $3 billion in Alabama, $500 million in Arkansas, $800 million in Minnesota, and $2.5 billion in the Mon Valley, a brand new arc furnace in the Monongahela Valley. This is like state-of-the-art technology. It protects the 10,000 jobs that are dependent on that in the Mon Valley today. It also is going to create another 10,000 jobs building this new arc furnace from the building trades, welders, steam fitters, pipe fitters. And it's going to put U.S. Steel in Pittsburgh, the headquarters, a U.S. CEO, a U.S. board, and the government having some oversight of the governance to protect our national security. So I could say to the president legitimately, I met with him the day before he made the final decision. And I said, Mr. President, this is great for our economic security. It's great for our national security, but most of all, this is great for those men and women who you and I made promises to. They voted for us because we said we're gonna create great opportunity for working families. Let's make them have the American dream. This preserves that in the Mon Valley. This preserves that for the steel industry, and I'm so proud that he did it. And you know, the deal's getting finalized as we speak, and that's going to be a great step forward for Pennsylvania.
Well, great work by you, my friend. Senator Dave McCormick, hey, thanks for joining us today. It's always great to have you on the show. Come back soon.
Thanks,
okay?
Man. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, a lot to get you in our 4 o'clock hour. We're going to take a quick break. We're turning right around. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.